Biblically-centered kids.
Hello! Happy Wednesday, everyone. Welcome to another great day of the Biblically-centered kids podcast. Today is February 26th, 2025. My name is Miss Danica, and we're going to have some fun on today's episode. But first, today's national holiday is National Set a Good Example Day. And y'all, I know this will be such an easy day for each of my listeners to celebrate and demonstrate, because this is what we do every week at Biblically Centered Kids.
Every week.
All you have to do is put some action to your learning today. Live out those biblical family virtues and you will set a good example to everyone around you. You know what though? It's been a minute since we've reviewed a lot of our virtues, and some of you might be new to listening. Any new listeners out there, raise your hand, give a wave, throw me a shout, say hey.
Me!
Yeah, okay, quite a bit. All right, well, I thought it would be a good idea for me to say a few of our virtues to give you some ideas of ways that you can set an example today. All right, so first, of course, there's this week's virtue. We intently listen to our parents and honor their God-given authority. So right there, you can set a good example by listening promptly. Perfect. Next week, a little preview. We joyfully radiate hope because we've experienced God's grace. So right there, give some joy, give some hope. Then, of course, there's virtue K, which says, we kindly respond with gentleness and encourage others. So right there, just show some kindness or gentleness, encourage one another. That's how you could set a good example. All right, what about L? We lead with patience and respond with understanding. A little tricky, right? Patience. Yep, still working on that. That's all right. All of these virtues we work on more and more each and every day. And the last one I'll mention in our Exemplify Christ category is M. We maintain peace, letting the Spirit lead our hearts and minds. So right there, all of those in that category are ones that you can use today to set a good example. And what are our virtues? You know, what does it mean to set an example? Well, right there, we are showing Christ, right? And we're showing Christ through what we say, through what we do. We're letting the Holy Spirit in our hearts and directing our paths and making us more and more like Him every day, because what's our goal? Our goal is to glorify God, right? So people let you know today, hey, you are setting a great example, or hey, that was really awesome. You can point them straight to Christ, straight to God, who is working in you through the Holy Spirit, and give all glory and honor to Him. And I know you guys are going to be able to do awesome at that today. All right, well, it is finally game time. It's time to get our mouths ready, because today we're playing Tongue Twister Challenge. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to say a tongue twister, and you try to repeat it as fast as you can without getting all mixed up. Some of them will be silly. Some might even remind you of Bible stories. Are you ready to twist your tongues? Let's go. First, Peter preached powerfully, pointing people to peace. Peter preached powerfully, pointing people to peace. Last time, say it with me. Peter preached powerfully, pointing people to peace. Good job. All right. Number two, slippery sandals slid on smooth stone steps. Woo. That's a tricky one. Are you ready? I'll slow it down. Slippery sandals slid on smooth stone steps. Okay, let's speed it up a little bit. Slippery sandals slid on smooth stone steps. Number three, Zacchaeus zoomed, zigzagging zealously to see Jesus. Zacchaeus zoomed, zigzagging zealously to see Jesus. Zacchaeus zoomed, zigzagging, zealously to see Jesus. All right, number four, big brown bears bake blueberry banana bread. Big brown bears bake blueberry banana bread. Sounds pretty good. Big brown bears bake blueberry banana bread. All right, our last one, number five, Gideon's goats got great golden grain. Gideon's goats got great golden grain. Gideon's goats got great golden grain. Well, thank you so much for listening. Great job on those tongue twisters. Great job playing along today. Mr. Johnny and I, we just want to say thank you so much for listening to our episodes this week, every day, whenever you do. We're just so thankful. We're so blessed. We're glad to have y'all along with us. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Tomorrow, we're going to dive into our New Testament story for the week. So be sure to listen back tomorrow. Until next time.